Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Then stab
this way, stab that way. I mean, if you're not stabbing this way, what are you doing?
I cannot wait to see him perform on Sunday. Oh, I'm so excited.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 41 for the high today. Punxsutawney Phil has made his prediction. 6 more weeks of winter, you guys. I'm so sorry. The famous groundhog saw his shadow yesterday morning, and his handlers announced to a large crowd gathered for the occasion at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania.
Not Gobbler's Knob.
It blows my mind that...
Sounds like a dirty website.
It just blows my mind that these people still get away with calling this park Gobbler's Knob, but... Anyways.
I can't believe these people still get away with ripping this poor, innocent animal out of his bed and being like, tell us what's going on. Like, if anyone did that to me, I would actually curb stomp them.
Phil knows what's up. Yeah, Phil knows what's up. All right, don't feel too bad for him. He signed up for this.
So, with that being said, Moose texted me yesterday in a hot panic and was like, today's Groundhog's Day and we can't celebrate on air. I'm like, okay. He's like, it's my favorite holiday. I'm like, okay. He's like, we have to do something. I'm like, okay, I'll pull something together.
What did we do last year?
We did like trivia and you got like all of them right.
Yeah, I got 100% score.
It like kind of gave me the ick a little bit. I was like, oh, cool.
Why?
It's like when a guy's like good at bowling. It's like, no one should be good at bowling. Anyways. So he's like panicking. He's like, we need to celebrate. Like, it's wasted if we don't. I'm like, okay, I'll put something together. So I started thinking like, what can I do? What can I do? That's like not basic trivia.
Yeah.
And before you came back, we used to do this thing called Fake News Friday when, you know, Trump was in office, and then we took it away because Trump was out of office. Now Trump's back in office. So I was like, let's do fake news.
Right.
So how this works is I'm going to read you 5 different headlines.
Okay.
Some of them are fake, some of them are real, and you have to find out, or you have to declare which one's fake and which one's real. And I'm going to go line by line, and you tell me.
Okay, easy enough.
All right.
All right, let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
It's all fake news.
It's fake news.
It's all fake news.
It's all fake news. All right, here we go. Moose. According to Vice, a source says that Punxsutawney Phil's ex-wife Phyllis now lives in the Villages just outside of Orlando, Florida, and claims that Phil is a compulsive liar.
Well, I have seen this headline.
Yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but I'm gonna say fake on this one.
It's fake news.
It's fake news, yes. But we do love Phyllis.
Give us the drop. Give us the fake news drop.
Oh, we need the fake news.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
I'm so sorry. Here
it's,
we go.
It's your first time playing. It's all right. Perfect.
Okay, we got it. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, we'll go on to the next one. Perfect. Thank you so much. Just have that ready for me. Thank you so much. All right, Punxsutawney Phil predicts 6 more weeks of winter after waking up and seeing his shadow on Groundhog's Day of 2025, according to ABC News.
That is correct.
That is real.
It's all fake news.
It's not, though. This one's real.
It's all right. We'll try again next time. All right. According to Fox News, as of February 2nd, 2025, President Donald Trump has made Punxsutawney Phil the head of National Weather Services.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's fake news.
Fake news it is.
It's all fake news.
Right.
All right. 3 for 3. I'm loving this game.
Okay. According to studies by the National Climate Data Center and the Canadian Weather Services, they have yielded a dismissal rate of around 80% for Punxsutawney Phil, while Staten Island Chuck, on the other hand, has reported an accurate almost 90% of the time.
You know what? So the first one is 80%. And where is this located?
This is Punxsutawney Phil.
Right. In Pennsylvania, though.
Yeah, he has an 80% success rate of his predictions.
And then,
Staten Island Chuck, on the other hand, has 90%.
I'm going to go with that is true.
I'm so sorry. That's fake.
Oh, no.
Punxsutawney Phil only has 50%, while Staten Island Chuck has 80%.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
That's so tough. All right. Groundhog's health is always top of mind. And according to History.com, a groundhog spends their winter hibernating in their burrow and significantly reduces their metabolic rate and body temperature. By February, they can lose up to as much as half of their body weight.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
Body goals, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Get me on the groundhog diet.
They're really just strict, yeah, when it comes to their diet, too.
Yeah, get me on that. So, no Ozempic for those groundhogs. I love it. No, I'm obsessed. So, you only got one wrong out of five. So,
right.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
That's what's up, pretty because I good. Love Groundhog's Day. Listen, I've been telling Danger this since we started the show, if we can go broadcast live from Gobbler's Knob.
Yeah.
And he goes, no. It's like, well, I'm going to have to do it on my own then. This is a tradition I've been celebrating for years. And I think one of the reasons I love it so much is because nobody else celebrates Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Punxsutawney Phil deserves all the credit in the world. He's been doing this for a very long time. And really, the way I celebrated yesterday was I get up early, I make coffee, and then I just put Groundhog's Day on repeat.
And then he goes back to bed, he gets up early, he makes coffee, and then he goes back to bed and gets all day.
He
lives it all day. This person says, Gobbler Knob will be Breezy's cell block name when she goes to prison. Perfect. So thank you so much.